Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show. I'm Linda McKenzie. At least when I woke up, I looked in the mirror, I said, oh, didn't change. Well, this week, let's remember that you have to embrace your spirit and let it guide you. Today's Linda's World, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, and you're free to call into the show just to discuss any questions or if you want a reading, whatever you'd like on mind, body, spirit, all through the show, and the numbers, I'll give it to you now and do it throughout the network, throughout the time, is 1-800-555-5453 and 310-371-5444. Again, those numbers are 800-555-5453 and 310-371-5444. Well, today is kind of fun because I thought what we would do, since it's Linda's World and we never know what I'm going to do, even I don't know what I'm going to do, which is kind of fun when you're free-falling in life rather than being very regimented. It's fun to free-fall. Since there's no mistakes, right, there's no mistakes, just learning experiences, so it's okay to free-fall. Anyway, so what I thought we would do today is talk a little bit about Halloween, and I have lots of statistics and really fun things, and then we're going to go through a lot of different kinds of Halloween stories and all sorts of things, so it's going to be a lot of fun, so stick with us, and again, those numbers to call in is 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444, and I have no idea how the show is going to go. I just have a lot of fun facts and stuff, and then from there, we'll do trade some stories maybe on Halloween. And really, if you'd like to call in and tell me a great Halloween story for you, that would be a great thing to do. And we can share stories as well, because this is going to be our Halloween fun facts and stories edition of Linda McKenzie Show. All right. Again, 800-555-5453, 310-371-5444. You know, Halloween is really a fun and festive celebration, and it's characterized by child-friendly activities like carving pumpkins and putting on masks and crazy costumes to go out to trick-or-treat. And some trace the spooky tradition to the festival of Samhain among the Celts of ancient Britain and Ireland, when large numbers of Irish and other immigrants went to the United States beginning in the mid-19th centuries. They took on with them all their Halloween customs, and in the 20th century, Halloween is now celebrated October 31st, the night before All Saints or All Hallows Day, and it becomes a very favorite pastime, especially among kids. And it was always interesting when I was growing up, we didn't have any money, so we'd have to kind of figure out some different ways of doing costumes and stuff. So we would get my grandfather's coats and stuff and get a pillow and tie it around me with a belt. And then, you know, we'd put my uncle's hat on me, and then my father would take charcoal from a cork, you know, he'd burn a cork and put it all over my face, and I'd be the bum, you know, going out doing, waddling around with that. And so there was always a kind of a fun thing. I remember one year when I was working at Continental Airlines, they were giving away some prizes, you know, and so, but you dressed up. So I dressed up as a Continental credit card. And on the credit card, I had made two, like a sandwich board. And on the front, I had my statistics as the card number, you know, my my, you know, bust and waist and hip size. And, of course, I won the prize, and that was a trip to Argentina. So I was very glad to be a little credit card with my numbers on it. I did take my husband, so that was all right. Anyway, so that was kind of fun. And so if another year I dressed up as a Christmas present. I just got a box and covered it with Christmas paper and put a hole in for my head and my arms and went as a Christmas present with a big bow around it. So there's all sorts of fun things that you can do for costumes and things, and the kids like it. But right now what they do is they're, instead of, half the fun was making the costume, right? You know, if you were making, you know, you would take a wire and make a halo if you're going to be an angel and make the wings, and half the fun was making it. But today everything is so commercialized that the kids want, they actually even have Halloween stores where you can get costumes, right? And so it's so commercialized, it takes half the fun out of it. We used to have, even the kids in the neighborhood would all get together, and we would hang strings from the top of the ceiling or wherever it was that they hung, I don't know, and there was apples, you know, and they tied the apples to the string, and in the apple would be coins, a quarter or a dime or a penny, I don't know, you didn't know what you were going to get, and you had to tie your hands behind your back and try and get the apple, you know, while it was hanging from the string, and that was very tough to do, especially with little teeth, you know, so that was kind of a fun thing, and of course bobbing for apples. And I remember going out, you know, we had groups of kids that we grew up with, and Ginger and Patty and I, Ginger's younger sister Patty and I, you know, we kind of hung out together, and we would go trick-or-treating, and we would start at, you had to wait till it was nighttime, you couldn't go during the day. And you just would go with, you know, your bag and, you know, go up and down the block. And that was really great because you didn't get a lot of candy back then. Everything was expensive. And people would make cookies and different kinds of things. And there was no worry about somebody trying to put razor blades in apples or whatever. Everybody was really together and, you know, not really being mean or nasty or ugly like they are today. I just don't understand it. But again, all these things change. Anyway, so that was a lot of fun things that we did. And, you know, I would have to take my two brothers out for an hour. And that was always a pain in the neck because my one brother was 7 years younger than me and the other one was 12 years younger than me. So I would, and they would get tired, and I didn't want to stop. So, and my mother would force me to take them. So I would take them out, and I'd take a wagon, you know, because my little brother, Eddie, he'd get tired. So I'd have to just put him in the wagon and drag him in the wagon. And then Michael was always running around and getting in the street and stuff. So it was never a really fun time. And then I'd drop him off, and then we'd go off and do trick-or-treating and get lots and lots of candy, of which my father had a really big sweet tooth, and he'd always con me into getting most of the candy. I'd say, okay, do what you got to do. You know, so there we go. So anyway, I do have some really fun stories and some information about Halloween, so let's get right to it. So we're going to talk about trick-or-treats. There's 133.2 million is the number of occupied houses for potential stops for trick-or-treaters here in the United States. 133.2 million houses, which is interesting because we have 335 million people in the United States. Looks like more are renting than they are living and buying their own house these days. All right, different story. We're making it light. 72.8 million is the estimated number of children under 18 that are potential trick-or-treaters this year. And 56.6 million is the number of U.S. housing units with steps that trick-or-treaters have to climb to collect their treats or tricks. I mean, who makes this stuff up? This is from the U.S. Census Bureau, okay? 56.6 million homes have steps. What are they doing with our tax dollars figuring this out? I don't know. Well, there you go. There's 3,399 is the number of U.S. Confectionery, candy, and nut stores, and there's 732 is the number of U.S. formal wear and costume rental establishments in the United States. So there's 732 costume rental places. There's also some spooky sounding places in the United States. Casper, Wyoming, of course, Casper the Ghost. Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Deadwood City, South Dakota, which I've been to, and which is really a fun place to do. You can even gamble there. And I went dinosaur hunting one time with a friend of mine, Carolyn, and we stayed in Deadwood City and then took the guy who owned a big piece of property in Wyoming, and they had found a Tyrannosaurus Rex, a really good one, and was written up in National Geographic, and there was you know, stories about that. And so we went dinosaur hunting, and I did actually find some dinosaur teeth, which are worth, believe it or not, about $1,000. And I gave them, I made a little panorama for my grandson, who was into dinosaurs at that time, and gave him the teeth and stuff like that. Okay, anyway, that's Deadwood City. Kill Devil Hills in North Carolina. Scarville, Iowa. There's Seven Devils Town in North Carolina. Slaughter Beach in Delaware. Slaughter Town in Louisiana. Slaughter's City in Kentucky. Sleepy Hollow, Illinois. And then there's Sleepy Hollow in New York, you know, where his headless horseman goes dum 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 dum. You remember that. Okay, Tombstone, Arizona. Truth or Consequences in New Mexico. Yellville, Arkansas. And that's a little bit about that. And so now I wanted to talk to you about a little bit about some kind of fun facts, right? We're going to do some Hollywood Halloween facts. Because the movie Halloween, which was in 1978, was on such a tight budget, they had to use the cheapest masks they could find for the character, for Michael Myers to use, right? Which turned out to be a William Shatner Star Trek mask. So Shatner initially didn't know that the mask was in his likeness, but when he found out years later, he said he was honored that he was Mike Myers Halloween. A statue of Jason Voorhees, the movie serial killer from Friday the 13th, was placed at the bottom of a Minnesota lake in 2013, and it's still there. Michael Jackson's 1982 thriller was originally called Starlight. These are just fun facts. The movie Halloween was originally titled Babysitter Murders. The movie The Nightmare Before Christmas was based on a 1982 poem written by the movie's producer, Tim Burton. And here's a good thing. The sounds of stabbing in the Halloween movie is made by a knife being plunged into a watermelon. There you go. Squish, squish. All right. Here's some other Halloween facts. Ireland is typically believed to be the birthplace of Halloween. Halloween is thought to have originated around 4000 BC, which means Halloween has been around for over 6,000 years. The first jack-o'-lantern was actually made from turnips. And Halloween is the second highest grossing commercial holiday after Christmas. You wouldn't think that, but it is. The word witch comes from the Old English wiki, which means wise woman. And in fact, Wiccan were highly respected people at one time, and according to popular belief, witches held one of their two main meetings or Sabbaths on Halloween night. Halloween sometimes presents itself with related phobias, so such as phasmophobia, which is the fear of ghosts, Wiccaphobia, which is the fear of witches, and nyctophobia, or Samhainophobia, which is the fear of Halloween. There you go. 50% of kids prefer to receive chocolate candy for Halloween compared to 24% who prefer non-chocolate candy and 10% who prefer gum. There you have it. So you can go out and buy some gum. According to Irish legend, jack-o'-lanterns are named after a stingy man named Jack, who, because he tricked the devil several times, was forbidden entrance into both heaven and hell, and so he was condemned to wander the earth waving his lantern to lead people away from their paths. The Guinness World Record for the heaviest pumpkin the heaviest pumpkin, is held by Matthias Wilhelms from Belgium. And his 2,624.6 pound pumpkin. That's like a ton. 2,000 pounds is a ton. How do you get a pumpkin that big? He's got to nurture that thing. I don't know what he was doing with it. Okay. The first known mention of trick-or-treating in print was in North America. It occurred in 1927 in Blackie, Alberta, Canada. Okay. Now, Scottish girls believed that they could see images of their future husband if they hung wet sheets in front of the fire on Halloween. And other girls believed they would see their boyfriend's face if they looked into mirrors while walking downstairs at midnight on Halloween. That's a recipe for disaster. Walking downstairs, looking into a mirror, backwards on Halloween. You're sure to trip. I don't know what you're going to see, but you're going to see stars when you hit the head, when you hit the floor on the bottom. According to tradition, if a person wears his or her clothes inside out and then walks backwards on Halloween, he or she will see a witch at midnight. I don't know what that means, but there you go. Here's a good one. Finding a spider on Halloween is considered good luck. And both Salem, Massachusetts and Anoka, Minnesota are the self-proclaimed Halloween capitals of the world. Okay, so now it probably won't come to a shock that most of the iconic and beloved horror films were set or filmed right here in California. So let's see what they are. Let's start in the San Gabriel Valley, where Sleepy Neighborhood Streets starred in John Carpenter's original Halloween. And then if you go down to Bodega Bay in Sonoma County, you'll find the little coastal town Terrorized from Above in Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. The 1963 classic was shot there and a little further inland in the town of Bodega. That's where you can find the large schoolhouse where Tippi Hedren and a group of kids flee only to become target practice for some angry crows. From there, you can go down the coast to Santa Cruz Boardwalk, featured prominently in the 1980s teen vampire cult favorite, The Lost Boys. In Simi Valley, a tract home became the center of some serious paranormal activity in 1982's Poltergeist. And that can't be good for property values. California deserts are also a draw for filmmakers seeking isolated places for their characters to get stranded, like in the family unfriendly film, 1970s slasher flick, The Hills Have Eyes, filmed in Victorville area. And don't forget about Tremors, in which giant monstrous worms terrorize a small desert town in Nevada on screen, but filmed in Olancha, California, near Death Valley National Park. Alrighty there. And then, for the end of this little segment, we're going to do Halloween jokes. I know, you just want to hear them. These are very lame, I'm telling you right now. So you might want to call in and tell me about your Halloween experiences or to get a reading at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Okay, here's your Halloween jokes. Why didn't the mom let the little witch go trick-or-treating with her friends? She was expelled from school. Didn't say they were good. I warned you. Okay. How do ghosts do their makeup before they go out trick-or-treating? They use vanishing cream. Why didn't anyone want to go trick-or-treating with Dracula? Because he's a pain in the neck. And the last one, what is a baby ghost's favorite game to play on Halloween? Peekaboo. All right. There we have it. There we have it. So Halloween should be fun. Be kind to your kids, although a lot of kids don't come trick-or-treating. I know here I don't think we've had any kids for at least 15 years. They're so regimented now, and the moms and dads, they're like helicopter moms, and they just really don't have a lot of fun. And they have fun, but it's all regimented. And they go to One of the things that people you can do that would be really fun is you can take your kids to nursing homes. The old people love the kids. They always have candy for the kids. And it's a good way for them to, you know, get into being multi-generational without trying to, you know, just to be kind and have some fun. And you help the community doing this. A lot of schools and a lot of different centers have little Halloween parties, and that's always fun for the kids as well. All right, we're going to take a break, so stay with us, and we'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to tell ghost stories. All right, be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an e-book, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. During the break, Jay and I were scuttlebuttoning on all the gossip from some of the hosts on the network. We have such wonderful hosts, and the gossip that we have are really quirky stuff, so we're not going into that. But, you know, you should check some of them out, because we have everything that you could possibly want. On a serious note, though, before we get into the ghost stories, the Internet now, YouTube has taken off a lot of the natural health stuff that is on YouTube, and any kind of things about that, saying it's misinformation. Or if they leave it on, they're putting it down so low in the algorithms that nobody will ever see it. So, you know, it's going to be harder and harder to get information on natural health. And, you know, you can always come here to HealthyLife.net. We actually have only natural health shows on the network. And so you can always come here. And then we have over 3,600 podcasts that you can listen to on hrnradio.com. And that's free. We made it free. We just decided, you know, let's give out the information with this. The other thing is that I don't want it to be lost, because that's what they're hoping, you know, the big pharma is, and big Western medicine and the insurance companies want to get you on drugs, because it's a lot of money to be made there. And it's a big industry. I mean, and big pharma owns everything. They own the government. They own, you know, it's just like a revolving door. And so the thing is that natural medicine is also an easier, better way to do it, and it keeps you healthy longer without, and much better on your pocketbook. So what HealthyLife.net did, if you go to our homepage and you go to the bottom left of the page, it'll have links, and if you go there, I have included, I don't know, we must have, I don't know, 50, 60, maybe 100 links to different kinds of reputable information you can trust, natural health websites and places that you can go, like, you know, from that you can get information and unreliable information and different kinds of websites. So we're very happy to have that. So again, go to HealthyLife.net links page and you can find that too. You know, we want to be there for you, which is the whole purpose of this network, right? It's not about us. It's all about you, giving you quality information so that you can have a happy, healthy life. And on that note, let's go and talk about some ghosties. Oh, my goodness. You know, ghosties is my endearing term. You know, certain people don't like the word ghosties. But, you know, listen, the ghosties like me. It doesn't matter whether they like it or not. Anyways, and they'll let me know. You know, when I was a little girl, there was my very first ghost story was I was out playing with my girlfriend Ginger, which I talked about before. We went into this haunted house, and we didn't know it was haunted. We just went into this old house, you know, and you weren't allowed in there. It was under demolition, and I saw this wonderful staircase. So I ran up the staircase, and there was a boy there, a young boy. He had a brace on his leg, and we talked, you know, and he, you know, I was about, I would say 10, maybe. I was about 10 or 11. And so we talked, and then he took me into his room, and he showed me his toys, and they were a little different. They were all cut out from wood with, you know, little pull toys and different kinds of things. And then, his mother came up, and he introduced me to his mother, and his mother was dressed kind of funny. She had a long skirt on and a, you know, a long white blouse and a cameo, like, at her neck, and her hair was up like in a Gibson Girl bun. But I didn't think anything of it. I mean, in New York, everything was possible. You know, you never knew what or who you were going to meet. I mean, everything was there. And so I went downstairs because Ginger hadn't come up with me, and I said, let me go get Ginger to introduce you. And I walked over to her, and I said, Ginger, how come you didn't come up and meet the guy? He was really nice. And I said, you didn't go up the staircase. And she said, what staircase? And I turned around, and the staircase was demolished. Later on, Ginger and I loved definitely, you know, to read a lot, so we would go to the library. And in the library, a couple of years later, I guess we were 13 or 14, we were in the historical room, and Ginger says to me, hey, Linda, come over here. And I said, what's that? And she said, look at this. And here's a picture of that house with the staircase and the picture of a boy and the woman that was with him, his mother, with a Gibson Girl thing and the black long skirt and the white blouse and the cameo at her neck, and he had a brace on his leg. And it was kind of interesting. And so it was there that we, you know, we started developing, and I started getting a big interest in metaphysics. And so that's how that started. We have a caller. Let's go to Bree in Los Angeles. Hi, Bree.
Hi, happy Halloween.
Happy almost Halloween. It's almost Halloween.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah.
Halloween Eve.
That's right. How can I help you?
I was wondering if you saw anything special or eerie happening for me on Halloween or on the new moon in Scorpio on November 1st.
Well, one of the things that I am seeing is that if you truly want to see apparitions or whatever, I mean, if you wanted to see people that have passed over, you know, you can certainly do that. And there's ways to see that. You may see something like that if you're meditating and wanting to do it. But if you don't, then it's going to go pretty well all the way through. And November 1st is just a good day to count your blessings, right? And make, you know, because that is the day where we can move forward. And, you know, just make sure that you protect yourself on Halloween night. I mean, I certainly do. And there's different ways that you can do that. You can use crystals, or you can use light, you know, white light, or all sorts of different kinds of things. For example, you might want to take white crystals, four white crystals, and just, just do an intention with them saying that they protect you. And you can put them in the four corners of your room at night, you know, east, west, north, and south, almost like a grid. And that will be able to protect you from things that come and go bump in the night. And then, you know, when, just remember to wash them after, you know, you use them, you know, after a month or so. You have to take them out and wash them and put them in the sun or the moon, depending on what you want to do. You can use white light to surround your body in many different kinds of ways. You can use different kinds of essential oils, actually, to ward things away. Because the veil between worlds, everything exists. So both negative and positive exists. So the veil between worlds on Halloween is very, very thin. So we have to just be a little careful with that, because we want to make sure that we're always staying in the positive light.
Yeah, you used to mention a lavender light. Do you use that on Halloween?
I don't. I usually use the highest frequencies, which are white and gold.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Bree.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Again, if you'd like to share Halloween stories or want a reading, give me a call at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Well, anyway, so that gave me back with the, after Ginger and I found in the library this wonderful picture, I started to really research, and I actually did a lot of research for almost 37 years before I came out as a psychic, and by the time I was 15, I had read every metaphysical book in the New York Public Library. I didn't understand a lot of it, but because a lot of it back then was like Alice Bailey's Seven Rays, you know, like nobody even really realizes what that is, but it's all sorts of different kinds of things, and so, you know, but the information was being absorbed no matter what. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. So give me a call, and I'll be here for you. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts, so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next hip Psychic Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff, the Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. And we were talking about ghosts and different kinds of Halloween things, you know, and just a fun thing to do. I've had a lot of experience with ghosts since the time I was 8, and I've been in a couple of, I worked with the International Society for Paranormal Research and did a couple of documentaries with them, award-winning documentaries, and the primary thing was to go and find ghosts, you know, and to research them, you know, because they exist, okay, and and it's not... A lot of the things that people think about ghosts are incorrect, and some of them are correct. So I want to just give you a couple of things, and then we can do some stories later on. But one of the things that, as you're going through life, you know, I liked working with the International Society for Paranormal Research, the ISPR, because I found out more and I could expand my knowledge, and that's what they were doing, is expanding knowledges on ghosts. And one of the things I found when we were doing a documentary in New Orleans, we found that the ghosts worked together. It was like they were aware of one another and they worked together. Now, New Orleans and Louisiana in general is a very spirited place, okay? There's a lot of different kinds of things there. It's a very ancient city. I remember we were, you know, having dinner at Brennan's, and which was a really famous restaurant there, and they were just wonderful. They just gave a great big spread, and one of the managers said, "Hey, would you like to go and see the first original safe, you know, where they put their money in the United States?" And it was here. They had it in their basement, and they hadn't moved it. I guess it was some kind of historical thing or something. Anyway, I said, sure, and I went down there. And let me tell you, the negativity coming off of that safe was worse than any ghost that I've ever seen, because I could feel, you know, how the money was being used and who was putting it in and who was getting hurt and who was... It was really bad. It was more scary than the ghosts in New Orleans. But we did find that they did work together. We had a couple of psychics, and they put us all on different floors, which they normally do, so that, you know, in case anything happens, they have somebody to do the show, you know. So, and we would find that the paper that was outside our doors would be inside the room, and it would be all in the same place. And that was for every cameraman, and only in our rooms, because we asked the managers and stuff. So it was really interesting to understand that they were all working together. And there's a lot of people. Now, ghosts usually hang around on the earth plane because of a deep emotion, like love or hate, or they, or they didn't realize that they died. A lot of times when I'm doing finding ghosts and stuff, you know, I help them cross over so they can no longer do that. Sometimes it's very hard. Sometimes it's not. then also when we went and did the documentary in Ghosts of England, you know, that was interesting because we, when we would go into a house, the house would be in the same generations for families, you know, for many years. And we went into this one house and there was three generations of ghosts that were in the house. And they knew of each other, but they didn't really interact with each other a lot. I mean, it was just kind of interesting that the dynamics of that, and that's what the ISPR did. They did actually try to do the studies on this. The reason we were over there is that the parapsychologist that was running this, who had a PhD in parapsychology from Berkeley, he was asked to come over with our team to verify paranormal phenomena for the British government. And what we did find was, it was for Belgrave Hall, and what we did find was that there was no paranormal activity. So it's not like, you know, we were just saying, okay, we want it for this. So it's very interesting. Now, when you're a psychic, the name of a psychic that can talk to ghosts is called a medium. And the medium can talk to ghosts either on the other side or in a place or whatever. We all have a capability, and most people do believe in ghosts because of the new census that they took on that. So many people believe in ghosts, and they're real. I mean, I've been on the other side, and I have daily conversations and different kinds of things with the other side because a lot of my, I'm so old that almost all my relatives and friends are all there, and I'll probably be there soon too. Who knows? We don't know about that. But anyway, you can actually talk to the ghosts on the other side, and there's a different little way of doing that. You can, how you do is you build up a, you know, you build up a kind of a feeling and a receptivity so that you can receive them. And one of the ways you can start out is if you have someone that you were close to that you want to see, you can, at night, right before you go to bed, state an intention. I would like to meet with you this today when I'm sleeping or in my dreams. But also add, and I want to remember seeing you. And then have a piece of pencil and paper by your bed. And then when you're going through anything that you keep waking up, and you just jot down any of the words that you might see. And after a while, there'll be patterns. And after a while, you'll open up and you'll be able to talk and see there. Of course, it's not the same when you're on the other side. You're kind of just a little bit of energy that is connected to all, to the whole, right? And you are individual spirits, but you're connected to the whole, and it's a kind of a different thing because you can, depending on where you're at, you can do a lot of things and be many places at the same time. In some cases, I can remember when Lynn Andrews passed, she was such a wonderful soul on that, and she was a great shaman, and I was sitting there writing some marketing copy for my book, Symbols of You, and I was producing my first book after, it was 20 years, and I was doing this book, and I was writing the marketing, and she turned around, and she came over from the other side, and she had just passed over a couple of days before, and she said, use ancient wisdom, and I said, oh, that's a good one. I said, Lynn, what are you doing here? You're supposed, because after you die, that you have 2 weeks that you kind of go and see all the people and relive your experiences and say goodbye and do all these wonderful things. But normally, you know, I said to Lynn, I said, you know, you should be at your, with your family, you know. And she said, no, I can do this. And I can be in many places at many times. And she says, so will you. So I said, okay. And then I called Deborah, who was her publicist, and I said, hey, Deborah, I just saw Lynn. And she says, yeah, she's coming to me too. I said, she just told me this, you know, that you can. She says, yeah, when you reach enough high enough where you're helping so many people and you're doing, you know, you have, you're in alignment, you get extra things where you can do many things at once, and you can learn how to navigate this channel. And even now, I'm learning more and more and more about this. You never stop learning, right? So, I'll tell you a story. It was funny. My friend Barbara, who was my best friend, she passed over, and she did all my networking, and I had a problem, and there was no passwords. I didn't know what the passwords. So I kind of was annoyed, and I said, Barbara, what's going on? And she says, oh, Linda, try this from the other side. And it was some really strange thing. And I tried it, and guess what? I got into the computer system. So you can use other people on the other side all the time. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll learn more about ghosts.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. And click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have a caller on the line, and it is Zuli from Las Vegas. Hi, Zuli, how are you?
Hi, how are you, my dear? It's good to see you. Good to hear about you.
Yeah. So how can I help you today?
Well, the thing is, I don't know if I can be a good step forward about promotion at work right now. Okay, if something like that is going to happen.
Well, there's a really good chance. There's only one other person that they're looking at, and you have to be a little bit more assertive to let them know that you really want it. Okay? You have to just be very assertive and just say, you know, oh, I can do really good with this job or something with them. Okay? And then it looks like there's a really good chance that you're going to do it. It's like almost 95%. That you're going to get it. And that's a good thing. It's about time, too.
Okay.
All right?
Well, I guess that's what I was nervous about, because I said, I don't know if this company can be good for me, you know, to move forward, or I don't know.
It's okay, relax and don't make your job your life right now. Make your outside life your life. Do a good job while you're there, but open up your life to other things, okay? Because that's what's going to give you the pleasure and its satisfaction, okay?
Yes.
All right. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling in. All right. And again, if you'd like a reading or you would like to share a Halloween story or one information, you can give me a call at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. So we were talking about a little bit about ghosts, and I'd like to release them to the other side. If someone gets killed and they in a moment, or they don't know where they're at, and they're in a transition, in an accident or something, and or they want to stay for a different reason. I remember when we were in England, we were in a home, and there was a young girl that had died from consumption, which was, I think, tuberculosis. And she was very young, and she was in the house with her uncle and her great-great-great-grandfather and her great-great-uncle. I mean, it was like a couple of generations there. And I talked to her, and it was because her mother had promised her a pony. And she didn't want to leave because she was wanting to see the pony, And she just didn't know where she was. And she had died in the 1800s, so she had been around for a very long time. And so I ended up being a conduit, having her mom show up for her and watched her go into the light. And it was miraculous. It was just, she was happy and whatever. And the mom finally got to talk to her and explain to her that it was okay and, to not wait for the pony and to come to her. And she did. And it was really a wonderful thing. And I did that a lot, releasing people. There's other things that happen, too, that everything exists. So when you think that, all of this stuff is crazy, it's really not crazy. I remember one time I was asked to. There was a problem in a home in Newport Beach, and it was like black mold was growing up the wall. And no matter what they did, even if they cleaned it the very next day, the whole wall was filled with black mold. I mean, I'm not kidding. So I went there, and then the woman there had said that she woke up in the middle of the night, and she was over her boyfriend with a knife, and she went to kill him. And she didn't know what that was. And then she said the next night he was over her with a knife ready to kill her, and they'd wake up and they said, what the hell? And so they asked me to come, and it was very interesting because the room I went down, I have a capacity of standing on a piece of land and understanding who was on that land from the beginning of time all the way through. And sometimes it's very busy, so it can take a while to figure it out. Anyway, so I ended up going into trance, and I saw there was a Mexican conquistador, a Spanish conquistador, I can't even say it, and an Indian that was fighting, and it was and they were killing each other. Anyway, it was this. The Indian had cursed the spot, and so the mold was just growing and growing and growing. And I finally released both of them, and let them go and got resolved. And it was not easy. And it was very interesting because she had pictures of the wall, and the wall was filled with black mold. And the minute I released them out into the light and cleared the room, the mold was gone. Nobody had touched it. Nobody had, nobody had cleaned it. By the time that I had finished with that room, it was gone. So there's a lot of things in life that are real. And so you have to understand that there's another world on the other side, and you have to respect it. But you also know how to you also need to know how to protect yourself as well. We can get into that in another show. I do want to say that I am going to be doing psychic readings for Soul Connection on November 10th and every month, actually, at infinityfoundation.org. So it's infinityfoundation.org. And I'm giving you, every month, I will give you some words and some different kinds of information on how you can connect with your soul and be happy and healthy and all sorts of stuff. So check out infinityfoundation.org. Also, holidays are coming. I mean, Halloween is here, but, you know, already 2 months ago they had Halloween, and now they already have Christmas in October or September. Remember that my book, Symbols of You, and the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss book and audio book are available at Amazon.com or anywhere ever good books are sold. So maybe you can, get a good gift for yourself or for other people. And think of me while you're doing that. I would be very much appreciative. 50% of all profit goes in to running this network. So when you buy a book or buy audiobook from me, what happens is that 50% goes in to help run HealthyLife.net so you can get these wonderful quality programs all the time. I want to say thank you so much for listening. You've been with me for a lot of years. I mean, I've been doing radio since 1996, once a week since 1996. So that's a long, long time. And a lot of you, Zuli, has been with me since that time. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate you listening, because you can take up your time doing many, many things. And I hope that you can get some information that will help your life. That's exactly what I really want to do with this show. Yeah. There's a lot of ghost stories, a lot of things, and it's going to be happy Halloween, so stay with us.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss, using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts, so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts, all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psychic Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, or at least you were. It's the party's over right now. Have a happy and safe Halloween. I really appreciate you listening. And visit my website, lindamckenzie.net, and look at appearances or events or whatever's on the site, and you can see where I'm going to be and, coming up to meet with you in person and different kinds of events that I'm doing. Again, thank you for listening. I've enjoyed this hour with you. And I'm wishing you a week of benevolence, friendship, and sharing. Bye.